Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
I'm Jess Wolf, the CEO of Rebel Girls. Here at Rebel Girls, we're on a mission to inspire and instill confidence in girls all over the world. And part of building confidence is building literacy. That's why this entire month, we're partnering with First Book, an incredible organization that provides brand new books and other resources to millions of kids every year so that they can get a quality education. That's something that Rebel Girls definitely wants to be a part of. For all of December and for every book we sell on our website, we're going to donate an additional book to First Book. So, for the interview today, we're going to be talking all about literacy and how reading and owning books impacts all of our lives. Joining me to do that is Kyle Zimmer, the founder and CEO of First Book. Kyle, thank you so much for being here.
Delighted to be here, Jess. Thanks for including us.
So, Kyle, you were one of the founders of First Book nearly 30 years ago. What was the problem that you saw back then that made you realize that kids needed an organization like this?
You know, I was a lawyer all those years ago in Washington, D.C., and we were really struggling as a community with violence and drugs. And I was raised to not be someone who sits on the sidelines. And so I started volunteering after work at a homeless shelter, at a soup kitchen. And I would go in there every night and I would see these wonderful kids. And I kept thinking as I was spending time there that what might be really powerful is just to sit and read together. But the program at that time didn't have books. I started working with a couple of friends of mine to say, how do we solve the problem that the kids in need do not have access to the central tool that will make them learners and readers and community participants?
Well, we love that. And here at Rebel Girls, we absolutely support books in the hands of kids and diverse books. And maybe you could share with our audience, do you have any specific stories of kids being impacted that come to mind?
You know, you carry these kids around with you. I mean, and I'll tell you a story. I went to an event that we were putting on where we were distributing tables full of books. And this little boy ran into the front door and he was so excited. He was maybe about 8 years old. And he came flying over to me and he said, "Ma'am, can you tell me where the Spanish books are?" And I said, "Well, honey, are you learning Spanish in school?" And he said, "No, but I know it's out there and this is my big chance." And I think of that kid, he wanted to be part of that bigger world.
Amazing. And let's talk about you for a minute. What made you fall in love with reading as a kid?
You know, I was lucky to grow up in a family that where education was the number one priority. I grew up in a household where every room had books in it. And I remember reading books about rebel girls, like Blackberry Winter, you know, Margaret Mead. And I remember the power of those books, you know, and I had a mother who was quite an activist. So I was also reading about Ralph Nader and Cesar Chavez. And she had me on a march to understand the importance of individual action and the importance of recognizing the needs of others.
So it sounds like reading about activists also helped shape who you were. Can we talk a little bit more about that and about representation? How important is it for kids to see themselves in books?
It's everything. From our own research at First Book, over 80% of the educators we surveyed responded that they knew that the kids they serve would be more interested in reading and better readers if they had access to books that reflected their own lives. It validates them. It tells them that education is about them. It's also really important for other kids to see into that window so that the next generation is growing up with respect for each other, with understanding that they're part of our community. That's very powerful.
Amazing. And in all of our interviews, we always ask this one question. So Kyle, what makes you a Rebel Girl?
I think I am a Rebel Girl when it comes to social justice issues. There is nothing that lights me up like recognizing a problem and beginning to clear the table, sharpen my pencil, and begin thinking, how do we fix this? Who do we know? What can we do? How do we apply what we've already built to build a solution in this new category? It's what we do at First Book, and it's what, after 30 years, keeps me fired up and ready for the next day.
Thank you so much, Kyle. We're honored to partner with you and with First Book to get more books in the hands of kids who need them.
It was my pleasure to be with you, Jess. We are so delighted to be working with Rebel Girls. It makes all the difference in the world.
If you haven't heard our episode featuring four incredible educators from the First Book Network, go back and give it a listen. And if you want to help out, head over to rebelgirls.com. For every book we sell on our website, we'll be donating one book to First Book. Thank you for listening and stay Rebel.
Hi, Rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week, wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.